that will create a segregation between each of yourselves. Thereafter, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says the following, Abu Hurairah makes mention, it is not lawful for a Muslim to keep apart from his brother or family or sister, meaning not biological brother, but brother in general, whoever it may be, Muslim brother. The ulama derive from this, Allah is telling you it is not lawful. So here he says, La yaqillu li Muslim. It is not halal. That means it is impermissible. It is wrong. What is wrong? For a Muslim to keep apart from his fellow Muslim. If between me and you, it is not halal for me to keep away from me and you, can you imagine the sin I will get if I keep away from my father, from my mother, from my biological brother, from my biological sister, from my stepbrother if I had one, or stepsister? So the hadith, now you have to understand, hadith doesn't have to go and say everything. When Allah uses a distance as an example, it's me and you, then naturally that which is closer has more right upon you and I. The hadith said it is not lawful for a Muslim to keep away from their fellow brothers and sisters, and if they did so, 3 days is the maximum. And after 3 days are over, then we sort of get our senses back and we say, right, let's put our differences and let's move on areas of commonality. And whoever stayed apart for more than 3 days and died, the hadith says, will enter Jahannam. Famata passed away, dakhalanna. And the individual will be put into the fire of Jahannam. Which means, doesn't mean that you'll be in the fire forever and ever. But what it means is, just for this one thing that you are doing voluntarily, out of choice, that is wrongful in nature, the hadith of Rasulullah says, you will be given a severe punishment. Now imagine, we lie, you go into fire. You cheat someone, you go into fire. You don't give zakat, you go into fire. You don't perform your salah on time, you go into fire. So many things we have to deal with as regular Muslims. Now one more thing we have to deal with if we don't put it right. So the idea is gradually increase on our salah, increase on our zakah, increase on our charity, increase on all the good things. And if Allah has made it such way we have distanced ourselves, unfortunately, from another person, whoever it may be, then it's time for us to sort of put that behind us and move on. That way, it will make it easier for us to be united, number one. And the first ayah we read, وَعَتَصِمُوا بِحَبْدِ اللَّهِ. Hold on firmly to the rope of Allah. Understand, you can only, and it's a very powerful point that ulama have made, you can only hold firmly to the rope of Allah if you understand the value of humanity. And if you are evil to your fellow humans, you're not going to see the beauty of Allah to be followed for yourself. That is why we're getting a scholar, for example, on February 7th, Dr. Muzaffar Siddiqui. I still remember the hadith he mentioned. He mentioned a hadith that was very powerful. Ar-Rahim, that means one is to be merciful. But in order to get to the mercy of Allah, you have to be merciful to humanity. That's what he says. You have to fulfill the rights of humanity. And if you fulfill the rights of humanity, it will become easier for you to fulfill the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, let's try to hold on to the rope of Allah in this beautiful month and 1 month, and also let us become more united at every level with all those that are around us, that inshallah we can be given a blissful journey. So after that one, inshallah.